Guys, how are you?
This is Jenna Gizar.
This is me.
Have you guys met?
Yeah.
You might be new. It might have been a while.
Are you new here at Blessed Is She? My name's Jenna.
New to Q&A even, you know? Or we might Q&A, not know.
But I mean, to Blessed Is She.
That's true.
Because I do talk other places occasionally.
So true.
You know?
So true.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Anique. Hi, Shalom.
You guys, I made the ultimate faux pas this morning. I saw a sweet Catholic woman.
Oh.
And as we were saying bye, I said, Happy Easter. And then I was so mad at myself.
Wow.
Because I'm not going to see her, you know? So I just want to tell her Happy Easter. Who? But then I was like, why didn't I say Blessed Holy Week? You know?
Yeah.
What would you have said?
Catholic Beth? Problems. You know what I mean?
I just felt like such a silly gal.
Silly goose.
She's probably like, this girl, does she even know it's Holy Week? You know what I mean?
I mean,
she's so holy. She's not judging me in the least because she's a little sweetheart. Joan, wow. If you're here, I'm talking about you.
Joan?
Yeah.
Who? How'd you see Joan you
know
this morning?
Her. You know Joan.
Where did you see her?
From church. I saw her at drop-off.
Drop-off?
Yeah, I'll tell you later. Hi, guys. Tell us what's happening. How are you?
Hi, friends.
How are you feeling about Holy Week?
Wow. I'm still thinking about what Liz Kelly said on our Lent gathering.
You guys, who watched that gathering? Raise your hand.
I'm going to raise two hands because I watched it twice.
Me too. It was so good.
Two hands.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Please keep
going. Well, Liz said this amazing thing about how there are unusual graces during Holy Week.
Yes.
Like special graces, only unleashed. That was her word. Love that word. Unleashed during Holy Week. And I was like, I got to get in on that.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do except to ask for it. Just, God, can I have some grace, please? Hi, Sarah.
Okay. I'm just so excited for you, Cheryl, and anyone else coming into the church. My heart is like swelling for you.
Mm-hmm.
The graces that are going to be poured out on you especially is like so yes. And amazing. I can't wait.
You know, I have been thinking about converts and how every Easter it's their anniversary. And I just think that's so sweet.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, Rhonda, I want to just encourage you. I hear you. I'm horrible at watching things back. But this is a good one to watch back.
This is worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watched it twice.
I was thinking about making it like unlisted on YouTube so that maybe it was a little bit harder to like pause and come back to it on YouTube. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because on the app, sometimes it's hard to like remember where you were if you sign out.
That you know is what very I'm thoughtful. That is very thoughtful.
Yeah.
And then you could just kind of have it up and leave the window open. You know, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you guys, yeah. How many of you are celebrating your anniversary this week?
It's Lexi's anniversary. I saw that. Yep.
Who else? Cheryl's coming into the church. Who else is coming into the church?
Yeah.
Chrissy, I'm so glad you're here from Australia. Working a night shift.
Praise God.
Welcome. Sarah, what a treat to see you. What a treat.
Linda, you were on a retreat? That's amazing. That was our heart behind hosting the Lent gathering on Saturday before Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
Is that it would be kind of a little at home or small group retreat that you could do to enter into Holy Week. What do you love about Holy Week, Jenna? Is there anything that sets it apart for you?
Liz Kelly.
So true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. She Are you just praying apart. With that talk?
Yeah.
The whole Holy Week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
do you want to tell them what you loved about it?
No.
Oh, okay. You just want them to watch it.
I want you guys to love your own thing in it.
Okay.
Because it's bananas.
Yeah.
I loved different things the second time I listened. Yeah, Cheryl, I agree. I was like, Cheryl said, I want all of Liz Kelly's books. I agree. I was like, this woman, I want her to be my spiritual director. Liz, are you taking applications?
I want her to be
my
spiritual mother. She kind of is. So
yeah,
that's amazing.
Cheryl, can you tell Cheryl about Liz Kelly's writing?
Her writing is incredible. What, is there something specific?
Yeah.
Like you want me to tell them about the writing?
Tell them.
The writing?
Tell them.
This is a secret.
Well, you told people last night.
I told three people at our table.
Now we're going to tell 95.
Group. So I.
And whoever else is on YouTube. Should we hold it for the, when we leave YouTube?
Woo!
No, it's okay.
Okay, okay. I just like that. That's fun. Liz Kelly, it was really important to us that you hear from her for the Lent gathering, because Liz Kelly is the single author for our Advent devotional in 2024.
Let's see if I got the right one.
Did it stop?
No.
I can hear it. I think it's, Did it stop? Is it done?
Another person from Australia.
This is amazing. It is chaotic, Taylor.
You guys. Here's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Single, say it again, Beth.
Liz Kelly is the single author of our Advent devotional 2024.
I wanted it to be
that's what it was. It was calm, cheering. Yeah.
But cheering.
Yeah.
Not terrifying rock music.
Okay. It's that emoji, but in a sound.
Yes.
Yeah. All of these emojis are how we feel about Liz Kelly. I don't know if you heard this, but she left us with, this was kind of an Easter egg in her talk. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
In her talk. She said, if you don't have any hope, if you don't have any hope, you can borrow mine. And that's one of the great gifts of being a part of the mystical body of Christ, that we make up for one another. We can lend one another these heavenly infused virtues. And I literally prayed yesterday, can I borrow some of Liz Kelly's hope? And then I was like, actually,
wow,
could I borrow some of the Blessed Mother's hope? Because she had perfect hope. Anyway, that was so beautiful. But she talked about hope because our Advent devotional 2024.
Nope.
No?
Don't tell him. Leave something to me.
Okay.
Desired.
Well, that's okay. It's amazing. Liz is an expert, is all I have to say. She is an expert in this field, and you will be able to borrow her expertise.
Right, Suzanne? This is not mind-blowing.
Isn't that crazy? Liz Kelly is one of our Blessed Is She writers. She's a spiritual director. She's an author. She's a speaker.
She's my spiritual mother.
I'm not joking, you guys. Liz Kelly married later in life. And Liz Kelly, anytime she texts or calls me, emails too, all the time, all the channels, she is speaking hope and life over my vocation every single time. It's like nuts. I was up in the middle of the night praying chemo drugs. She puts that in parentheses. I'm like, okay. And I was praying for your husband. Here's whatever. She's incredible. She has a lot of hope.
Yeah. This is the best.
Yeah, she's amazing. Her. So anyway, I can Liz Kelly, my new mom.
Hi, Kelly on Facebook. My family and I will be visiting Phoenix this week. Are there any BIS events going on that I can attend?
Hi, Kelly. Well, yes. That's so fun.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
BD, you want to tell her?
Yeah, we have a Blessed Is She Tend night on Monday. It's our last one of the Phoenix Nights series for the spring. We'll be at City of the Lord in Tempe at 7 p.m. We're just going to eat some appies, appetizers. Mm-hmm. We're going to hang and chat and do a little craft and celebrate the risen Lord, because it's on Monday after Easter.
And yeah. We'll get to say the A word.
Yep. And we'll get to say Happy Easter appropriately.
At the appropriate time. I'll go back in my shame cell. Thanks, Petey.
No, I'm saying you'll be free.
I'm shriveling.
I just want you to be set free.
My little Holy Week heart is shriveling.
That's all right. I think the Lord loves that you're anticipating the resurrection.
You guys, is it always this hot in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Do we have air conditioning?
Steph, could you turn on the air? Normally, here's what I do.
Tell me. Open the door.
Like this, and then I kind of fan it for a little bit. It's not even the heat. It's just this full wall of windows.
This is her books are written under the name Elizabeth Kelly. That is a loud air conditioner. Okay, Beth, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about Holy Week. We are talking about cleaning house, literally and spiritually.
What does that mean?
Which is why we brought the Queen of Clean.
I don't know what cleaning house on Holy Week means.
Well, I'm going to tell you the inspiration for this. I'm going to tell you the inspiration for this. Many years ago.
Many, many moons ago.
Pull up your chair, kiddos. I'll tell you
about the old days.
Okay, a long time ago.
It was really
like
long.
Jesus washed the feet. I'm anticipating he cleaned.
I think this was like 15 years ago. That's a long time ago. Some of these people weren't even born yet.
Were you born 15 years ago? That's
kidding. They were.
You need to be honest. Yeah,
they all were 15 years ago, kiddies. I had these friends. Hi, Liz Newman. If you're watching, Liz. And Liz, I remember we were kind of chatting about what she's doing for Holy Week. She was like, on Good Friday, we're doing a deep clean. I was like, excuse me?
What?
She polishes her furniture, like cleans the baseboards. It's a penance. It's a sacrifice. It's like making room, making things clean and beautiful for the celebration of Easter. And
that's interesting.
I just kind of thought that was a thing. But what? You've never heard of that.
Lexi, my husband is a cradle Catholic and literally always cleans the house hardcore during this week, especially Good Friday.
Thank you, Lexi.
Then I saw this title and wondered, is this a thing? I think Liz knows your husband. Those are the only two people in the world I've ever heard of.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I mean, Aubrey didn't bat an eye when I suggested this. Steph got on board. I think it's a thing.
Tell me if it's a thing, guys.
I think it is a thing. Do you know what I'm really excited to do? Do you know what I'm
shalom
doing on Good
also
Friday?
Has never heard of this.
Oh, it's a thing, Steph. Thank you.
But Shalom said no.
Well, Shalom.
So
I'm bringing you in. Here's the thing. I don't know if you guys got my email. I sent an email to you all saying you don't have to worry about it. If you've not heard of things, Catholicism is a whole thing. It's beautiful. It's ancient. Ever new. It's amazing. We're always learning. And you're learning today that we clean on Good Friday.
Like it's from the church?
No, no.
It's just like a tradition that people do sometimes.
Yeah, it's like it's like
spring cleaning, but on Good Friday.
It's like a suggested penance, basically. I mean, who wants to clean?
Who is suggesting this? Is this real?
I am suggesting this as a penance to all of you. Look at this. Okay, you guys.
What?
I clean all the time because I love it. Sarah? Sorry, what? It is mortifying.
Absolutely agree with you, Sarah.
Wow.
Cleaning is the greatest.
Wow.
I clean every day.
Jenna cleans every day, too.
You guys, I do is clean all day long.
One time I was trying to come over, Gabby, my goddaughter, Jenna's daughter, wanted me to come over.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm finished with work at 5, so I could be there at 5:15. Mm-hmm. And she said, you can't come at that time. We'll be cleaning.
It's like, what?
What
cleaning all the time?
What happens at 5
every day?
They're cleaning at 5 every day.
We clean.
So
it's Good Friday every day at my house.
That's kind of good, actually. Okay, I mean, you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to
do this on Good Friday. Okay, here's what. Tell me about your guys' Good Fridays. Mine is usually extremely in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
In my heart. Because circumstances don't always match in my heart.
Yeah.
But I'm like very solemn and like quiet and like sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like the Savior of the world died for me. You know what I'm saying? And cleaning feels like very up, frantic.
Well, let's give them the context.
Heightened.
In your childhood, in your childhood, how did you clean?
We cleaned with like 70s music on because it's fun and it makes it very fun.
Mm-hmm. It was like, this is like a Saturday thing. I just now, so your definition of cleaning is staying alive. Stuff, you know what I mean?
Like you're listening to Spanish music.
Your experience of cleaning. Wow, Saturday mornings with Spanish music.
Yes, staying alive as opposed to the savior of the world died on a cross.
The thing is, what I mean? Okay, okay. Yeah. The thing is, that's not how I clean. Do you know how I clean?
Everyone's listening to Spanish music.
You guys, what? Oh my god!
Yeah, it makes sense. That's what Mexican, I mean, Latinos, apparently my mom got outvoted. Colombians, she wasn't allowed to put on scrubbing. Her Puerto Rican music. She just had to listen to "Stayin' Alive" and that music.
You, what is happening? Do you guys all clean to music?
Yeah, who doesn't put
is
on music?
Is this what I'm missing,
Suzanne? I listen to us when we clean. When
Cuban
I clean.
Cleaning playlist. Please share in the app.
Cassie, this is what I'm saying. Staying alive if you change it to the resurrection on Easter Sunday, you know?
We will be staying alive forever, just like
I'm going to make a cleaning playlist. I'm not even kidding. This sounds
okay,
very
let's
fun.
See. I audiobook everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. So if I'm cleaning, I'm doing an audiobook. If I'm baking, I'm doing an audiobook. If I'm eating, I'm doing an audiobook. But I don't. Yeah, it will change the mood totally.
Clean the music, it motivates me. Okay, so if you guys are cleaning, for you cleaners on Good Friday, are you listening to solemn music? Is this
Gregorian chant?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. What's wow.
We're listening to "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?" And you're just sweeping.
This is crazy. I mean, you could listen to worship. Okay, I wish we would have talked about this because I wouldn't have gone this route. Cleaning
well, you
as
had
a
already
penance.
Made this. You had already made this. I just
cleaning
I
as
just
a penance,
came in.
If you're basically doing Zumba cleaning with 70s, what's that called? Disco music. I didn't realize that was like a fun thing for people. It's like an activity. Cleaning is not an activity for me.
This is Lexi. We do know. Okay. So here is the sacrifice. Lexi said we do no tech on Good Friday in our house.
There we go.
So you could clean to no music. And this makes cleaning,
AKA my life,
very sad. And wow. Okay. I'm like, I am blue. I'm the blue one in Inside Out. I'm just. That.
With the tears springing out of your eyes.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah. I think it's more like that. Anyway, you know what I tried to do when I was a kid? If my mom was watching,
saying,
I doubt
Aubrey.
She is, but
okay.
If she was watching, she would tell you that she made us be silent from noon to three. She never did that.
I think that is the like hope.
My
hope too, but it's not realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just to your kids.
Right. Yeah. To Olivia, the 7-month-old.
Yeah.
Keep it down. Yeah. That's
what you're saying to your kids.
That's it.
Yeah. It's charades.
Yeah.
From 12 to 3 on Good Friday only.
Suzette, watching The Passion of the Christ.
Not only.
Love.
No sounds. No sounds. No talking.
I try it during my prayer time every day. Doesn't
work. We'll put Avila down from
1 to 3. I have my book out. I'm praying. Mom. I need lots of things. Like, do you see the book?
I do. You know what I think is so beautiful is that they just count on you.
You guys, have you seen the Magnificat cover for Holy Week?
No. Are you going to show
Keep
us?
Keep talking.
I haven't
yeah,
seen
I'll show
it.
Us. Keep talking about
okay. What do you want me to talk about?
Well,
Cheryl, you're watching
don't have
the Passion
on
of the Christ.
They don't have, do you have it here?
No.
BD.
Oh, I
Steph,
saw it.
Do you
I
have
saw
it
yesterday. I saw it yesterday on your table.
You guys,
I watch The Passion on Good Friday. I do that in the evening. So I'll go. Thanks for asking. I will go to the 3:00 veneration of the cross.
When are you cleaning?
In the morning. Let me tell you what I'm doing.
Okay, start from the beginning.
I am so excited about what I'm doing.
Okay,
on Good
Friday. Can I back up? Yeah, I thought this is going to be about like, because I really didn't understand. I didn't get it. I was like, I don't know the cleaning thing, Lord. Like, reveal it to me. I've been praying about it for days.
You didn't even mention it.
I know, because I'm like, Beth is like, Lord, the Beth is somewhere with you and I want to be there. Like, please, God, just like,
when am I not somewhere with him?
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I was really trying to get in it.
Yeah.
So then I was like, is it about confession? But it was like brooms and stuff. Anyway,
I didn't make the thumbnail. Take it up with Aubrey.
So then I was like,
I love the art.
Love it. Yeah, obviously. And I was like, oh, this morning. Oh, it's the cleansing of the temple. Like, that's a word. We're going back to that.
No.
He's doing something in the temple of our heart.
Okay.
Back you, to the
confession. You thought
it's
about
not
confession?
Always the same. What was that in Bible study? We talked about it one time.
Not business as usual.
Not business as usual.
Unusual graces. We're cleansing things.
Cleansing our
yep.
heart.
Yep.
That's where I was.
Yes, Lonnie, cleaning the clutter from our hearts and minds.
Similarly, Lonnie, I thought about that. And yeah. then I was like, is that it for Holy Week? Is this what? But here we go. We're going to hear about Beth's Good Friday.
I you heard about it. I just think cleaning is a nice idea.
Cleaning our schedules. Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. It has lots of layers. It has lots of applications.
I'm just asking what that's all. I just like, what was the impetus? What's the
Liz Newman cleaning, deep cleaning her house on Good Friday. Inspiration. Okay. That's it.
All right.
But I think what happens
okay.
is that it also there, when you peel back the layers,
okay.
we're talking about cleaning out sin.
Yep.
Cleaning out habits, addictions, making room, making space, cleaning our schedules, cleaning out distractions, clearing the clutter.
I think this is a good thing.
This is
Can
so insane.
You show them this?
You know that you heard me praying about this last night.
Yeah, and I prayed about it on Saturday. Dude, I told you that.
Lexi texted me today that the Lord told her I should be praying with this week.
No.
Yeah.
You guys, look what he's doing. He's cleaning. He's cleaning.
See what I'm saying?
He's washing his feet.
He's cleaning.
Yeah.
That is the washing of the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that so sweet?
That I can get behind. Okay. We're going to head over to the app.
Yeah.
On this note.
We're probably not going to talk about cleaning
for
over
you,
there.
Even though
I was excited about it.
Can I tell my husband it's church doctrine that he has to clean out the garage on Friday?
It's a penance.
Let's
Claire.
Find it. In,
yes.
Let's find it in the catechism.
Yeah.
This is so funny. Okay, right, guys, you peeps on Facebook and YouTube, come over to the app. We're going to keep chatting about Holy Week and mm-hmm. what the church has to offer to us mm-hmm. this week. The mm-hmm. Lord, you know, he's so good. All right. Love you guys over there. Chat
Love
soon.
You.
See
you
on
the air.
Yeah. Okay, Amelia. In some places, people are off. They get the whole week off.
Crazy. Yeah. So crazy.
Sarah Zentner. Sometimes I get a lot of FOMO around Holy Week. Like, do all the things. Get all the graces. It's your last chance to load up before Easter.
Yeah.
I feel that very deeply. But last night, I caught myself thinking that's just another way I'm trying to achieve holiness.
Wow.
This week, I'm feeling a tug towards quiet and peace, empty space to just receive what the Lord wants to give me.
Listen, Sarah. I feel you so deeply, Sarah, because Jenna, you and I and Mike, we were talking last night about the seven churches pilgrimage.
I think the computer tried to do the heart thing and then we froze.
Oh, sad. Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
So we were talking about the seven churches pilgrimage. I find that to be a very beautiful devotion on Holy Thursday, to visit seven different altars of repose. So like to go to adoration at seven different churches mm-hmm. in memory of and in union with Jesus, who made these seven stops on the night before his passion. Really, it's kind of a part of the passion. But I don't know. I mean, I've been just looking at the stars for Lent. And I was laying out last night, laying out under the stars, not like laying out, getting
tan.
Yeah. But I was laying out there and I was just like, I just feel like you just want me to keep laying out under the stars. Like mm-hmm. not so much activity, you know?
Yeah.
That is a beautiful tradition. I've done it before. I would like to do it again, but it doesn't feel like this is the year for it, for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a similar kind of simplicity. So actually, I was reading about this. My friend sent me this house decor blog just for like, it's kind of a hard week. So she's like, I like just distracting myself with like something fun or interesting or beautiful, you know, when life feels kind of heavy. So I'm reading about this blog and she describes this practice called hushing your house, like to make everything very quiet in just one room. So to do that, you literally take everything out of the room, all of the decor, books, anything that's not furniture or like the rug, right? Lamps. So you take everything out. See, I don't have purple cloth to cover all of my, literally my entire room would just be purple, you know? So I don't have that. And her point is, it's actually kind of like decluttering in reverse. Like when you have like a clean space, you want to keep that like atmosphere of peace and openness. And so you're very intentional about what comes back into the room. I thought it was really an interesting thought. So I wanted to do that on Good Friday to just empty everything out, because kind of in connection to the empty tabernacle, honestly. Anyway, so that for me, that was like also cleaning is like this idea of making space.
Yeah. I love hushing your house.
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they suggest to do it one room at a time, and you have like a totally separate space outside of that room where everything goes, so that, and then just be in the space. How do I want to use this space? And honestly, I'm not loving where I pray. I'm not feeling very focused in the spot where I pray. So I'm kind of looking forward to a fresh start.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hushing your house. Isn't that cool?
I love that.
Yeah.
Let me see what you guys are saying.
Yes, Sarah, simplicity. That I'm feeling simplicity for Holy Week.
Rhonda said, I've been feeling that during adoration lately. I keep wanting to do all the things, and Jesus just makes me sit with him at least one of my two holy hours.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's literally everything.
Yeah.
Lexi, I felt a temptation last year to go to seven churches, but the Lord invited me to stay right where I was for the entire evening after yes. Holy Thursday.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah. Do you guys do any of the liturgy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if you have a favorite. Like, do you love Holy Thursday? Do you do Good Friday? Do you go to Vigil?
Yeah. I'll go to Holy Thursday.
Okay.
And then I'll do... Now, I know there's a lot happening on Good Friday. There's a lot of activity. You could do the stations, but I go to the liturgy, which is where we do veneration of the cross and we get to receive the Eucharist. So I'll do that at 3, and then I'll just, I think, be simple and quiet, eat a simple meal, look at the stars, maybe watch the Passion, but I don't even think I'm holding myself to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, just quiet.
Yeah, can you, do you remember what Susanna Spencer said in that email that I referred to last night?
No, I don't think I read it.
Okay, so Susanna had just written to like the devotion, the Blessed Is She devotion writers, mm-hmm. and just was kind of saying, I'm praying for you this Holy Week, and said something to the effect of, even if you've had a Lent that... you feel like you haven't done well or hasn't been as fruitful as you had hoped or just has been discouraging in any way. I'm going to say it in my words. Susanna said it really beautifully. But basically, like, just enter into the church's liturgy and you will get to receive the graces and like be in the current of what the church is doing and not have to do anything. Mm-hmm. And you will have lived Lent beautifully. And that was just so consoling to me to, first of all, just at a time in my life where it is really hard to have my set aside prayer time and it be really dedicated with just the chaos of my life right now. And I was just talking to a friend last week and said, you know, I'm having a really hard time praying. Mm-hmm. And I just am starting to feel resentful towards the Lord. Like, I'm trying to pray and to have personal, intimate prayer time, mm-hmm. but I'm being pulled away by my vocation. Mm-hmm. And it started to feel resentful. Like, I was like, Lord, you can't even give me this. Like, you can't even give me 5 minutes of silence to be with you and to connect with you. Anyway, so this friend just encouraged me to go to Mass. Like, that is what liturgy and our church is for, is to continue to be that stream that we just get to enter into when we can't drum any of it up ourselves, which we never really can. Everything about prayer is a response to Jesus and his heart and love for us. But... to just be able to enter into these liturgies and to receive what God has to give and not have to work for it at all.
Mm-hmm. I think, was it Liz Kelly who used the language of let the liturgy carry us?
Love.
Yeah. That is it. We kind of get in the stream. We get in the current. I love that. I feel that, you know?
Yeah.
So just for fun, the Holy Triduum includes Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil. So that's the beginning of the Easter celebration. And something so beautiful, it's also called the Paschal Triduum. You might have heard it called the Easter Triduum. These are all the same things. It's three liturgies, three services that actually comprise one Mass. It's only one Mass. So when the priest processes in on Holy Thursday, we make the sign of the cross and do the opening prayers. Now, if you were to go to the veneration of the cross, the Good Friday liturgy, there's no sign of the cross. There's no opening prayer. You'll notice the priest processes in and lays down, and the liturgy continues. It doesn't start, it continues, because we're actually still in the one Mass that began last night. Isn't that cool? And then there's no final blessing in the Good Friday liturgy because it's a continuation into the Easter Vigil. So it's the fullness of the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus over these 3 days, these three different liturgies that are actually just one Mass. So Steph mentioned this in the comments that there's no consecration of the Eucharist on Good Friday, but Jesus has been reserved in the tabernacle. He's been reposed in the tabernacle, which is, we spent time with him in the Garden of Repose, which is usually an adoration space separate from your adoration chapel and outside of the church. We're going into the garden with Jesus following the Last Supper. In fact, I was looking at a bunch of different church websites. You'll sometimes hear different names for these liturgies. So the Mass of the Last Supper, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, the Liturgy of the Lord's Supper is Thursday. I think most Catholics call it foot washing. The foot washing is on Holy Thursday. And then the stations are not a part of the liturgy. They're a private devotion, but widely celebrated in the church and encouraged, particularly on Good Friday. The liturgy portion of the Holy Triduum on Good Friday includes reception of the Eucharist, consecrated at the one Mass that began the night before on Holy Thursday, and a veneration of the cross. They process out, and it's culminated in the celebration of the Lord's resurrection at the Easter Vigil.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was an amazing Cliff Notes. Is it Cliff's very Notes? Kind. Or Cliff Notes?
I think it's Cliff's.
Cliff's. Okay, can I read you a Zilly?
Oh, no.
Zuzi said.
Cliff Notes.
Sorry, I said Zilly. It's Zuzi, which I think your name is amazing.
Hi, Zuzi.
I felt this year like finally when I was getting into a fruitful Lent, it was over. And then Holy Week has started. And I kept saying to the Lord, I'm not ready yet. Yeah. I'm not ready yet. And the response I've received is, the only thing you need to be ready for is to be rescued.
Wow. I just want to lay down right now.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah, because we were late, we got front seats at Good Friday. It was providential and so moving to watch so closely how everyone venerated and kisses the crucifix and where on his body. Old men kneeling to kiss and needing the altar servers to get up. So beautiful.
You know, one of my favorite parts of the Good Friday service,
what
are the intentions? We pray for the whole world in those intentions. It takes a long time and we kneel for every intention. It's long, but it's so intentional. We're praying for the Jews, that they would meet the Savior. We're praying for our Christian brothers and sisters that they would come into full communion. It's just like so stunning. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets prayed for on Good Friday.
Yeah.
Wow. Celie says Good Friday liturgy is hands down my favorite part of the Triduum. Wow. Every time it reminds me that Jesus is the Savior and I am not. His name means God saves. So I just need to say yes to receiving his love and mercy. Well,
so
you really just need to say his name, Jesus, and you're saying, save me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that too, Lexi, when the priests lie prostrate at the altar at the beginning of Good Friday. Wow.
Okay, so you're going to be cleaning this year, though.
On Good Friday during the day, I think I'm going to hush my house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I'll just leave it. It's a little tricky because I live in a studio and it's mm-hmm. like, where am I going to put this stuff?
We find one closet and best.
I don't even have a closet. Do you know what I mean? I don't, I'm like, I have kind of like a nook. Will everything fit in that? Otherwise I just have a bathroom and that seems problematic. Like
what about your cabinets?
My cabinets are full.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. I think another part of like the minute, I think her thing is like cozy minimalism or something, is that having a hushed house not only helps you in terms of decor, what to bring back, but it actually makes it easier to make decisions about stuff that you can't see too. Because mm-hmm. when you feel this out here, I don't know about anybody else, but I like feel my cabinets. I like feel there's too much stuff, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, a car is amazing too. Yeah, well, I mean, house hushing is just something I read on a like decor blog about how you take everything out of a room except for furniture, lamps, and rugs, and you see it bare walls and everything, and the room just becomes quiet, so that you can kind of have peace and quiet in your home, and you do that for 24 hours. You take everything out, and then can make intentional decisions about what can come back in and how. You want to feel in that space.
Wendy said, we shut off our electricity at the panel at the hour of death on Good Friday, and we spend the hour silent. And when you shut down the panel, it's so silent.
That is crazy.
That's beautiful. Wow. Patricia, I'll be cleaning, and while I clean, I'll meditate and make as much possible a commitment to change my bad habits and live a better life as a follower of Christ.
Wow.
Patricia, last week in our podcast episode, we shared from the Catechism about repentance. And something that really stood out to me from that, and that I've just been really grateful for, that the church said, I don't remember who said it, St. Clement.
That's right.
That was Pope St. Clement the First. That to look at the cross and contemplate the cross is to basically be horrified at our sin.
Leads to conversion.
Yeah.
Because we understand what our sin does.
Yeah.
And what our sin is.
I just say that because I think it's a temptation for me to be like, Lord, like get rid of these bad habits in me. And just being like down on myself, or I don't know the right words. I don't know, just even being in shame at the cycle that I've been caught in. But if we just lift our gaze like away from ourselves and contemplate the Lord, like he will do it in us, you know, it's not like we have to fix everything alongside him. I think he will convict us little by little to always change. Like he wants us to go and sin no more. Mm-hmm. That is his call to us, each one of us. But just as an offering to myself and to anyone else, like you don't have to fix it all right now. He'll do it little by little if we just lift our gaze to him.
You know what that makes me think of?
Tell me.
Our friend Taylor Stoll has a new song
on
Spotify and Apple. And I just think it's the fullness of the spiritual life in like one song. It's called Step by Step. That's all. Little by little, step by step. Because it can be overwhelming when we are faced with our own weakness, sin. Yeah. You know, I was praying this week. I just feel like shame has been like my constant companion, you know? And this isn't the first time I've prayed about this. It doesn't feel like the fullness yet. We're not quite there yet. But for the first time, the Lord highlighted Genesis chapter 3, when shame entered the world, that they had been naked and unashamed, and then they hid. And I just felt the Lord say, Like, shame is not from me. Shame doesn't exist in me. Shame was never meant to exist. Mm. And so it's just kind of, highlighted that for me of like, if I'm feeling any tinge of shame, like, I know this isn't the Lord. That's not how he intends for me to live. I don't know. There's something very hopeful about that. So I feel like that might continue. And especially like spending like my evenings looking at the stars, feeling a big way like the Lord is wanting to enter into my darkness. Mm-hmm. And shame is a big part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait for that to be like redeemed.
Me too. No, I don't think that shame is man-made. I think shame is a consequence of sin. Mm-hmm. It came after the fall. It was never a part of life with the Lord. He never intended for us to feel shame.
Lisa said, I'm a baby Catholic, and this is a bit overwhelming. Do you want to speak to that, baby?
Yeah. Well, I would go back to Sarah's beautiful wisdom from earlier that I don't think you have to do all of the things. And who shared, you don't have to do anything. You just get to be rescued this mm-hmm. week. So simplicity and receiving is really all that we do. Yes. Steph says he doesn't want performance. He wants you. It's nothing you have to earn or deserve. It's his work in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, we just sit there and he washes our feet.
Yeah.
Like what?
Can you share about your prayer on Saturday with washing of the feet?
I just shared it last night. I don't think it was a complete thought.
I love your incomplete thoughts. I'm serious.
I mostly was just contemplating or thinking about Peter. Peter's cadence. That's what I was thinking about. His like cadence toward Jesus in scripture in John 3. I mean, John 13. Like, you're going to wash my feet? No, you're not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just so funny.
But then he goes all in. Typical Peter. He's like, no, Lord. And then he's like, yes, Lord, wash me.
Yeah.
Jesus is like, calm down. Just your feet. It's fine.
So funny.
This is literally my same Bible at home has the same two ribbons.
What?
Song of Songs and Isaiah. Always. That's where my two ribbons are.
Do you want to read something?
Yeah. Anique says, I feel like I'm missing out on all of this stuff because I don't have a church to go to. Online is all I have. There are no Catholic.
I think you're in Belgium, right?
That's so hard. I will say the Triduum, the Easter Triduum is not a holy day of obligation.
Right.
That liturgy is not an obligation. Easter Sunday is the only obligation. So let your heart be free in that.
Mm-hmm. So in John 13:6 is where I was reading. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Like, are you going to do that? Are you going to wash my feet? Like, why? What are you mm-hmm. doing? Jesus answered, you do not know now what I'm doing, but later you'll understand. You will never wash my feet. I am not going to let myself be cleansed by you. Mm-hmm. I will never denigrate you where you would wash my feet. Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely not. And the Lord's like, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Like, makes himself in the form of a slave mm-hmm. to do this for us.
The lowest slave in the household washed the feet of guests.
Like, what in the world? The mm-hmm. God of the universe came to wash Peter's feet, Judas's feet, before Judas did this. Mm. Actually, did Judas already leave in mm-mm. this one? Mm-mm. Anyway, that's what I was praying about.
Just letting Jesus be humble before you?
No, mostly like, how did he... Mostly just Peter and just like his refusal to want to let Jesus do that mm-hmm. because it's like such a slave posture.
Yeah.
And so I guess contemplating that Jesus acted like a slave
mm-hmm.
to love us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's what I loved about the Lent devotional was just this meekness of Jesus, the humility of Jesus, because it's so shocking. It's in my bones, it's the only thing that makes sense. Like, I somehow understand on a cellular level that love is humble.
Mm.
Like, that his humility is synonymous with his love. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, I understand that love means to humble yourself. And yeah. So when Jesus does that, I don't know. It's just, it tracks. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that lines up.
Yeah, I was praying last night. We had our Phoenix night last night. It's called Tend if you're in the Phoenix area. Our last night is next Monday. Anyway, and I was just inspired to pray the Litany of Trust, which is such a beautiful litany from the Sisters of Life. And the one line that stood out to me the most was, "From the fear of what love demands, deliver me, Jesus." Like, from the fear of loving someone so much that it hurts and like continuing to pour my love out to them, even though it could hurt, or from the fear of what love demands in terms of like sacrificing over and over again in vocation or in relationships. Deliver me, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to fear that. I just want to be like you and see you and continue to love, even though it's hard and I don't want to. Right. I don't know.
It's beautiful. Thanks.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah. I think the Litany of Trust is so cool. And to just ask the Lord, like, what's one line here that I can pray with? It's like such a cool prayer. Last night was the first time where we did a whole planner on it a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And last night I was like, dang, this is like so good. I want to do another planner on it.
Yeah.
Write a whole study on it or something. It was bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gloria, when you shared that, all I could think of is openness to life. So beautiful, but hard. That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
From the fear of what love demands, like, we keep giving.
Mm-hmm.
We keep giving. Yeah. And that's what he did. Like, love just laid down and kept on giving.
I mean, it's the passion. Like,
Yeah,
if you spend time with the passion, wouldn't it have been enough? Do you know what I mean? Couldn't he have just been crucified? Why also the scourging? Why also the spitting? Why also the crowning with thorns?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why also the abandonment from his friends? Why also the betrayal, the kiss of Judas? Like, from every angle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love one of my favorite verses in all of scripture is John 13:1. Having loved his own in the world, he loved them to the end. It's like to his very last breath, but like to the end of human limitations, certainly in terms of what suffering demands, but emotional, mental, physical, relational suffering, all of the suffering he endured to the end, to the end of his own life, to the limit of suffering.
Yes. Brianna, I have this memory of my grandmother washing my feet as a young girl. And now looking back, I realize how special those moments truly were.
Wow.
That is beautiful.
You know, we have a blog on the Blessed Is She site. Maybe Aubrey can drop that about how to celebrate Holy Week at home. I think it came out during the pandemic. I know many young families do this.
That'd be good too for Anik.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Because the liturgies are so late for little ones. And so I think, Steph, maybe you've been doing it for a long time, but that's kind of what Steph is describing, having like a little home liturgy. The word liturgy just means a work of the people.
Mm.
So you can read the gospel, you can pray with your family, you can wash each other's feet.
Yeah. I'm pregnant and have to stay home in bed, no walking or driving, and not able to attend church during Holy Week. It's kind of hard for me. But the Lord is reminding me that my duty as a mother is more present, that He is with me no matter what.
Yes.
That's what I mean, from the fear of what love demands. You don't have to be afraid of that. Like, we can enter into it, deliver us, you know?
Well, it's also how He's asking a very particular sacrifice from you. And you can unite that suffering of not being with Him at the church to His suffering on the cross. And that's profoundly, will be profoundly fruitful.
I was just reading this past week during my very discouraging time. This part in the Magnificat that was that one drop of my sorrow would drop into your sorrowful heart, Lord. Like, be united to your sorrowful heart. Just one drop of my sorrow. Like, that He would consume our sorrow in His sorrowful sacred heart. So I just want to offer that to anyone who's struggling or sorrowful or suffering. If we just give Him one drop, He will consume it and take it and not necessarily take it away. We were talking about this last night. Not necessarily take away the pain of it, but He will consume you fully and, like, be with you in it.
Yes. He fills, like, the emptiness and the sadness of it with the fullness of His presence and love.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. Adela said that she's at home preparing to give birth and will miss out as well. It is a sacrifice. I just think the funny, ironic, not like funny, thing about it is that, like, the Lord is directing your Lent. He's directing your Holy Week. But it's just so funny that we want to choose our suffering. Not you. Yeah. I'm not talking about you, Adela. I'm talking about myself. Like, I want to choose my own suffering. I want to pray in a certain way. I want my Holy Week to look a certain way. I want my prayer time to look a certain way.
Yeah.
When so much of it is not up to us, you know, that's the catechism. It's one of the first paragraphs that all we do is respond to God. Faith is man's response to God.
Yes.
He's initiating, He's directing, He's inviting, He's asking. We just have to say yes and be obedient.
Talisha said, when washing our feet, is there a prayer or scripture that should be read during the process? I'm new to this. Me too, first of all.
I've never done that. I've never done it at home either.
Yeah.
I think the blog linked above, if you scroll up, Steph shared it. There are some ideas there, but I think it's simply enough. You could just read John 13. You could, and you can, like, look up on the USCCB website, the readings for Mass, or if you have a Magnificat, what are the readings for Holy Thursday Mass, and just read the gospel.
The Magnificat cover, if anyone has it, is so beautiful for Holy Week. It's like child Jesus
praying
with His cup. Like, if You'll take this cup from me, but not my will, but Yours be done.
Yeah.
Little child Jesus. I'm like, there's, like, a child in all of us. And I guess I've never thought about, like, adult Jesus still being a child in His heart. Just like I do, like, when I pray and occasionally will imagine myself as a child, or, like, go back to a memory of me as a child. Like, Jesus, as an adult, was still a child in His heart, especially, like, with the Father. And I was like, that's bananas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have it. I wish I could show you guys. Steph said, it's all a means to closeness with Him. The participation is not the end goal. Being with Him is everything.
Yes.
Prayer time, simplicity, stillness. Protect this time with Him. Yeah, it can get so overwhelming. So maybe just if there's one thing that was highlighted to you and, like, oh, that sounds really beautiful. Just ask the Lord how He wants to see that done. Not necessarily like, okay, I got to go, like, prep all the things and do all the things, but, like, just step by step, Lord, I kind of liked that. Like, can You show me how you want me to do that, how you want me to adopt that and do it with you, you know?
Yeah. That's very good.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts?
No, I'm in my room, so I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In my room.
Totally.
Yeah. I'm just thinking I'm very tired coming into Holy Week. I'm very, very tired. So I keep trying to like get there and I'm just not there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fine. Like I can see that that's the Lent that, or that's the Holy Week I'm being invited into. It's just not the Holy Week that I want, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Just carried by his stream.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mary said, I wish I could show a picture of it. The child Jesus looks so sorrowful as he is looking at the cup.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Maria, just I hear you.
Oh, the Magnificat cover. Sorry, guys. Is called Jesus as a Child in Adoration of the Cross.
Thanks, Jean.
Thank you, Jean. Now we can look
that
up.
That is so cool. We can share it in... We can share it in the app.
Yes. Yeah, I just...
Cool, Amelia.
I think that's beautiful that... It's not beautiful that we're tired.
Yeah.
But it kind of is because we're so weak. And that's the point. Like he takes... He wants that. Like he wants you at your lowest so that he can like pour out love like you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Your emptiness makes more room for his fullness and his love.
Mm-hmm.
So for all of us who feel tired, it's okay. For those who have a lot of energy, that's beautiful. Like, I want your hope and your vigor and your zeal. You know, I want to borrow that from you. We're all one body, and it's just so beautiful that we all get to play a part in receiving God's love. Like, that's all we have to do.
He just put this scripture on my heart because I think my particular Lenten penance, you know, just stirred up a lot. And he just said to me, reminded me of the scripture, my soul is sorrowful even unto death. And I just, what I understood when I heard that scripture was like, this is a part of sharing in it. He didn't sleep. He didn't rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like he went to the cross fresh as a spring daisy after like a good meal and a good night of sleep with like a lot of strength and heroic, like, you know?
Yeah. He didn't jump up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just felt like an invitation to share in that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we love you guys.
Sure do.
Thanks for doing this with us. We'll be praying so much for you.
We'll be praying with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maria said it's a total poverty, abandonment, us spreading our arms wide to receive his heart and love. Mm-hmm. Well, let's pray together if that's okay.
Yeah.
BD, would you mind leading us?
Yep.
You can say no.
No, I'm going to pray. Okay, okay. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come into our poverty, our weakness, our emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
Come with your gentleness, your strength, your saving power, and your love. Holy Spirit, would you blow away any illusions that we have that we have to do something to earn the grace of this week, to deserve your salvation, to even posture ourselves to receive your love, that any of it is up to us. Would you release us from that burden, that false understanding of the gospel? And we could come with open hands, empty hearts, just ready to be filled with you. I pray, Mother Mary, that you would spread your mantle of love and protection over us. Walk with us this week, just as you walked with your Son. We lift up especially all of our priests and deacons this week. Any altar servers, we pray for conversions, deep conversions, deeper conversions for everyone on the altar, everyone receiving the sacraments for the first time, every Holy Communion that is received this week, that there would be a deep life-changing conversion in our hearts to God.
Yes, God.
We would be converted more deeply to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, friends.
God bless you. Thanks for hanging.
Love you guys.
Blessed Holy Week.
Blessed Holy Week. Talk soon.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.